Fourth penalty against Wisconsin here today. 10:04 left third quarter, 7-0 Iowa. Third and 12, Wisconsin at the 18-yard line, Iowa territory. Three receivers right, C.J. Williams out to the left. Linebackers walked up, start to walk back. Play clock winding down. Locke takes the snap under some pressure. Tight pocket, throws left, broken up, intended for Hayden Rushi. Kyler Fisher on the coverage, and they just did get that snap away. So it's now fourth down. The Badgers send on Nathaniel Vakos of the field goal team.
Yeah, that's a case where you never want to be – you have enough stuff going on. You want to get plays in, get up to the line, and get settled. That was another rushed snap. They got it off, Matt, right at the clock expiring. Very fortunate to be kicking a field goal.
36-yard attempts for Vakos. It was 8 of 9 this season. Ball just at the inside edge of the left hash mark. Snap, ball down, kick is away, kick is good. Vakos from 36 yards away to get Wisconsin on the scoreboard. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And on Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford store. 9:55 left third quarter. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Menards has the floor with the style you want and performance you need. Latitude Luxury Vinyl Plank from Shaw is the perfect choice to bring elegance to your home while standing up to the most demanding environments. It's waterproof, durable, and is easy to install. Latitude Vinyl Plank is just $2.99 a square foot after 11% rebate. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
From Dane to Ford.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services, too, at BalsamLakeHardware.com. Or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. 3267 Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Nathaniel Vakos with a 36-yard field goal. We recap the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 13 plays, 60 yards, took 5 minutes and 1 second. The Badgers finally on the scoreboard. 9:55 left in the third quarter. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 3.
And I thought, I know obviously we'd love to get down there and get a touchdown, but I really feel like that late hit really got this thing going, because Wisconsin needed to go down and get something positive to happen. And it was sitting in a position where he threw an incomplete pass. It would have been a third and 10 plus. And to get that 15, you got it. You're moving, getting some good vibes going here in the second half.
Gavin Long kick in the air. Caden Wiegen will let it fly over his head for the touchback. And the Hawkeyes will start at their 25-yard line. If you're just joining us, Tanner Mordecai shaking up late in the first half. Looked like on the follow-through, his hand hit the helmet of an Iowa defensive player. Iowa without its best tight end, Eric All, injured in the first quarter of this game. Raylan Allen at one point was being evaluated in the first half for what they were calling an upper body injury, but he's been back out there and now has 9 carries for 41 yards. Deacon Hill, 5 of 10 for 36 yards in the first half. And they're going to go empty in the backfield. Three receivers left, two on the right. Hawkeyes going north to south, left to right as we view it. Shotgun snap to Hill. Four-man rush. Hill steps up, and he's going to heave it deep left side. Hangs in the air. Incomplete. Wanted Deontay Vines at the 25 on the far side. Good coverage from Ricardo Hallman. Like he's limping a little bit, Ricardo Hallman, but nothing stays in there. He's all right. Second and 10, Iowa at its own 25.
Yeah, very interesting there. Obviously, we're, you know, everybody's sitting up here thinking, well, Iowa's just going to continue to run the football. Wisconsin puts 3 points up, and they decide on first and 10 to take a big shot. Overthrow there by Hill.
Deshaun Williams in the backfield now. Hill back under center on second down. Hand off Williams, busting through on the right hash marks, and he is wrapped up and taken down by Jake Cheney at the 28-yard line of Iowa. Gain of 3, third down and 7 for the Hawkeyes. Iowa was 4 of 11 on third down in the first half, well above their season average. Menson grabbing opportunity for Wisconsin, though. If the defense can get a 3 and outs. Crowd starts to stir. Caleb Johnson in at running back now. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. 3rd and 7 for the Hawkeyes. Shotgun snap to Hill. Badgers bringing 4. And a throw wide of the target intended for Ragaini. Coverage over there from C.J. Getz. And it is a 3 and out for the Iowa offense.
Exactly what we needed to get done there. It was, even if he does catch it, C.J. Getz is ready to bring him down. A little bit of games up front. A little E.T. stunt. Got a little bit of pressure on Deacon Hill. Had him throw it. And exactly the start that Wisconsin was looking for. Get some points and get off the field in a 3 and out.
Torrey Taylor, who once again has been stellar at the punting duties for Iowa. Chimray DK deep at the Badger 25. Badgers get a little pressure on, but the kick is away, and it's another rocket shot. DK will catch left side near the boundary at the 10. Weaves up to the 15, up the sideline, 20. 25-yard line and up around the 30, but there's a penalty marker down back of the 12-yard line. 61-yard punt, 16 on the return, but that's coming back.
During the return, illegal block in the back, receiving team number 11. Half the distance to the goal, it's first and 10. Timeout on the field.
A long way to go again for Wisconsin. We'll step away. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 8:53 left in the third quarter. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badgers starting deep in its own territory at the 6-yard line. 8:53 left in the third quarter. 7-3 Iowa. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds. For station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
8:53 left third quarter, 7-3 Iowa leading Wisconsin as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
On that last drive when Braylon ran over that defender, afterwards he got up and flexed and kind of yelled towards the student section. And that's actually a behavior that Luke Fickell and this staff, they want to bring out of him more. As Luke Fickell describes it, he wants him to have that athletic arrogance. That's what he calls it, that athletic confidence. And they want to bring out that alpha in him. They said now that Ches Malusi is injured for a long time here, he's got to step forward and be a little more of that alpha. Well, now they've lost their starting quarterback, so maybe we'll see it merge even more, that more and more becomes on Braylon's shoulders. And I think he's built for this to be able to respond.
41 yards, 9 carries for Braylon Allen. Braden Locke in relief for the injured Tanner Mordecai. Locke 4 out of 10 for 31 yards here so far.
Boy, what a weapon Iowa's punter has been today. He is just turning it over, hitting.
Two tight ends on first and 10. Here's the handoff to Allen. Trying to cut to his left. Ethan Herkett is on Braylon and takes him to the turf at the 7-yard line. Gain of a hard yard. Second down and 9 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, not a lot there. That Iowa did a really good job of kind of limiting what happened. Braylon Allen had to bounce it out to the left, and then the linebacker, everybody was just there corralling him. Not much movement up front.
CJ Williams wide to the right, Will Pauling the slot, Hayden Lucci slot left, Chimray DK wide to the left. Lucci motions to the right, second and 9 for the Badgers at their own 7-yard line. Locke takes the snap, takes the handoff. Braden looking, fires to the left, caught by DK, makes one man miss, cutting left across the 20-yard line. Schulte drives him out of bounds at the 23. Good ball from Locke as he hooks up with Chimray DK for a Badgers first down.
That good protection up front. Just an easy route there. Deke slams the brakes on, comes back, plucks the ball, and then turns upfield, picks up a couple extra.
On first down, Locke hands off to Allen. Big hole, 25, Allen 30, 35-yard line. Allen up across the 40-yard line. And a first down to the 41. Oh, a lot of space carved out for the big fella out of Fond du Lac. And a first down for the Badgers to their 41-yard line.
Beautiful job by Riley Malman on the backside of just riding his guy down. Braylon Allen cut right off of Malman and had all kinds of space. Beautiful job up front.
Three receivers right, Chimray DK to the left. Hayden Rucci, the tight end, motions to the left wing on first and 10. Locke gets the snap, hands off to Allen again. Cutting through to the 45, Allen to the 50. Allen shot down by Jamari Harris of the 47-yard line of Iowa. Gain of 12 more for Braylon Allen, who will have a little breather now as Jackson Aker comes in. 7:05 left third quarter, 7-3 Iowa.
Oh, Fertney, right guard, did a beautiful job. Pulled out and kicked the linebacker out, and Braylon Allen stayed patient, let that block develop, and then picked up a nice first down.
So Aker in there now. Three receivers right. DK comes out to the left from the Iowa 47-yard line. First and 10. Braden Locke in there at quarterback. Gets the snap. And keeping it is Locke running left to the 45. Locke to the 40-yard line gets sandwiched by Nick Jackson and Jamari Harris. A hold-your-breath moment as Locke opting not to slide, and he got popped. Gain of 7, second and 3.
I think he was surprised how much room there was. He pulled it. He made the right read. Tuck that ball away, Braden. Yeah, I like that carrying out there, but it looked like he was actually surprised. Oh, a lot of space there for Braden Locke.
Second down and 3 from the Iowa 40-yard line. Aker stays in there at running back, shifting to the right of the quarterback, and Locke will give it to him. Jackson off the left side, fights for the first down, gets there. Pops his way down to the 45-yard line, Iowa territory. Deontay Craig on the tackle from the 35 of Iowa now. First and 10, Wisconsin, with 5:53 left in the third quarter, 7-3 Iowa.
This isn't rocket science. You see the fellas up front. You get when you're a backup quarterback is in the game, a lot of times what happens, you take it upon yourself. We need to make this easier for him. This has been a fantastic drive by the fellas up front.
Braylon Allen back in there at running back. Two receivers right. DK out to the left on first and 10 for the Iowa 35-yard line. Locke gets the snap, fakes the handoff, back to throw. Braden winds up, heaves it deep down the middle. Watch DK, and it's incomplete. Jamari Harris with the tight coverage. Crowd wanted the flag. Good coverage from the Iowa quarterback. Badgers took a shot, and it's second and 10 at the Iowa 35.
Yeah, I don't mind the no call. I think it was a 50-50 ball. What you saw, let's see, did he get in there a little early? He turns his head. He's fighting. He's got his arm.
Nah.
I don't mind that at all. What I like there, Braden Locke sees that, read it, and took a shot. Iowa flew their safety down there saying, we're not going to let Braylon Allen keep pounding the ball. You took a shot, not a bad opportunity.
Three receivers right, one to the left on second and 10 at the Iowa 35-yard line. Locke will hand it to Allen, trying to get by Herkett. Herkett holds his ground, gets help from Logan Lee on the defensive line. And Braylon stopped just behind the line of scrimmage, so it's third down and 10-plus change for Wisconsin. We'll call it 11 to go at the Iowa 36.
Yeah, Herkett did a nice job of just getting into the backfield. And with Braylon, you see, when he gets rolling, he's tough to stop. You want to make him stop his feet with penetration in the backfield, and Herkett was able to do that.
Slot right, slot left. Third and 11, Wisconsin at the Iowa 36. Snap to Locke, four-man rush. Locke dancing around, shuffles right, throws it left. Caught by Allen, and he gets drilled right at the 35-yard line. And the drive stalls. It'll be fourth down for Wisconsin. You'd be looking at a 53, maybe 52-yard field goal. They mark it at the 34 of Iowa. Well, Vakos has a strong leg, and Fickell will try to get his team to within one with a field goal attempt coming up from the left hash mark from Nathaniel Vakos. So on the last possession, connected from 36, this will be a 52-yard try. In Ohio, his long was 55. Wind whipping around a little bit now, so it's like he's kicking into it. Lizer down, here's the snap, spot, kick is away, has the distance, yes sir, it's good! From 52 yards away, Nathaniel Vakos makes this a one-point game. Oh, the luxury of a good kicker, and I believe the Badgers have found one in Nathaniel Vakos. We'll step away, 3:58 left third quarter, Iowa 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass. Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268. 7188.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Recapping the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 60 yards, took 4 minutes, 55 seconds. Leading to a Nathaniel Vakos 52-yard field goal. So with 3:58 left in the third quarter, it's Iowa 7, Wisconsin 6.
Again, you go down and get points, and I think you've had two drives now, taking a bunch of time. The time of possession was heavily in favor of Iowa before the half, and now Wisconsin has taken that back. And I know that's not something that this staff, I think, maybe emphasizes. But what you want to do, especially on the defensive side, you want to keep your guys off with what Iowa's trying to do. And you went down and got points. And what a big-time kick by Vakos to get it to within one.
Gavin Lahm with the kick in the air. Wiegen will catch right side at the 1 to the 5. Wiegen the 10 across the 15, 20-yard line. And breaks a tackle across the 25 and fights his way to about the 30-yard line. Preston Zachman down there in kick coverage. Pretty good return there from Caden Wiegen, and the Hawkeyes starting at their 30-yard line. Yeah, the first two Badger possessions of the second half, 120 yards of offense, leading to 6 points.
Yeah, a lot of Braylon Allen, and, you know, Braden Locke has done okay, too. He's, you know, thrown a couple of nice outs. You know, Chim Dike made a nice play, and you're getting points. Now, again, defense, rise up. 7-6 here with 3:51 to go.
Caleb Johnson in there at running back. Deacon Hill ducks under his center on first and 10. Hill pulls back, hands off Johnson. Wrapped up at the line of scrimmage by Darryl Peterson. Yes, sir. Redshirt sophomore out of Akron, Ohio. Good play by the outside linebackers. Second down and 10 for the Hawkeyes.
You're seeing a lot, the DNs, you're seeing a lot of guys just crashing down. That was a good job of taking on that tackle, the left tackle's block, shedding it, and then coming flat down the line of scrimmage and being able to secure the tackle. Beautifully done.
3:20 left third quarter, 7-6 Iowa. Second and 10 for the Hawkeyes at their own 30-yard line. Agnini in motion to the left, rolling to the left is Deacon Hill, throws to the left, and it's caught in the immediate hit made by Preston Zachman. A pass going to the tight end, Pascuzzi, and a gain of just 2, and it's 3rd and 8 for the Hawkeyes at their 32-yard line.
Rodas Johnson did a beautiful job. He's getting blocked in a little bit of a rollout there by Deacon Hill, and he would not allow him to get outside of that pocket and put a good lick on Deacon Hill to make sure he got rid of that ball early.
Rodas Johnson, Gio Paez on the defensive line for Wisconsin. 3rd and 8 for the Hawkeyes at their 32-yard line. Slot to the right, snap to the quarterback Deacon Hill under some pressure, steps up, throws, batted in the air, picked off, Rodas Johnson, no! Incomplete, they say. Incomplete, they waved it off, thought he gathered, but the Badgers get the knockdown. Rodas got to be careful there. He was spiking the football. They let that slide. It's 4th down for Iowa.
Well, big fellas don't get their hands on the ball much, but again, edge pressure. You walked up both linebackers. You blitzed them out. And gets his hands up. Let's see Rodas. Had it. And unfortunately, they get slipped up. But good job of getting your hands up in the air. We said get balls batted. Try to make some plays.
Badgers now getting their punt return team out there as Luke Fickell gets them organized. And
a review.
They are reviewing this. It looked like that's a pretty good job by the offensive lineman.
Yeah,
playing
he fought
D-back.
Through. He D-backed that up nicely.
Mason Richmond, the left tackle. Maybe pride it loose.
Patrick, it's not going to take long.
Patrick, what do you have?
Well, I think there was some confusion on the Wisconsin sideline what actually happened there, too. There was so much celebrating in the bench. Ricardo Holman had his helmet off running around. He was supposed to be out there on the punt return defense. And there was a bit of a scramble just to get set up here to return. This break actually probably helps Wisconsin get aligned, take a deep breath before they do this punt return here.
Rodas Johnson, but Rodas was looking at the video board here. He's going, oh, so close.
He's going to be on the jugs machine all week, working through, getting his hands in rice buckets, making sure his hands are strong. Two really nice back-to-back plays there by Rodas. He did a beautiful job of putting pressure on the play before, and that edge pressure, Iowa knows it's coming. They don't have a ton of answers for it.
Rodas Johnson out of Columbus, Ohio. Went to the same high school, actually, as head coach Luke Fickell.
Is this possible? I can't get to overturned.
It's taken a while here, but it's
the notepad
pretty
out.
Sure that's incomplete. I didn't see a notepad and a pencil come out.
Here's a call. Review. The ruling of an incomplete pass is confirmed. It's 4th down.
Yep. I was hoping. As we all know, hope is not a strategy, but wow, that would have been something if the ground caused that incompletion. But unfortunately, an opportunity slipped through. But Rodas, nice job again by the D to get off the field. It's been the pattern in this second half. Another strong third quarter by the Wisconsin Badgers.
Torrey Taylor with the kick in the air. And again, another one that's going to bring rain. Backpedaling is DK, and he muffed it inside the 10. And he is able to pounce at about the 6-yard line. Very close to a disaster. But DK kept his cool and is able to recover 58 yards on the punts. Yeesh. Nothing
he
easy.
He is something else, man. This punter is so... How many times have you had a comment this much about a punter?
He's averaging like 52-plus right now and did nothing to hurt it on that punt. We'll take a break. 2:15 left third quarter. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Badgers again starting at their 6-yard line. 2:15 left in the third quarter. 7-6. Iowa leading Wisconsin as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
We reported earlier that Tanner Mordecai is out for the rest of this game with a hand injury, but he's back on the sidelines now with his arm in a sling and with his uniform off, as you can imagine. But I think now his role changes, and he still has value in this game. That last change over there when Iowa had possession, he sat on the bench next to Braden Locke the entire time. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo came and went, talking to him both. Now he's kind of in that mentoring role of helping Braden Locke with what he sees and what he may be diagnosed in that first half and what could carry over here. Interesting how roles change even within one game.
Boy, no kidding. Braylon Allen comes out there as well. Braylon with 13 carries, 72 yards. You see how Phil Longo, the Badgers offensive coordinator, plays this here with the backup quarterback. And again, Wisconsin deep in its own territory. We knew this Torrey Taylor guy was really good, but he's been better than really good, averaging about 53 yards per punt so far today. Two receivers left with Skylar Bell in the slot. Here's the handoff to Allen, trying to pick his way through, tried to spin to his left, nothing doing. Sending him to the turf is Deontay Craig at the 7-yard line, a gain of 1, 2nd and 9 coming up.
Yeah, not a lot of room to run there, and Braylon kind of stayed, tried to be patient to wait, and just picked up a couple.
Bell slot right. Make that slot left to Skylar Bell on 2nd and 9. Badgers at the 7-yard line. Lock the throw. Stands at the goal line. Fires over the middle. Caught by Skylar Bell. Wrapped up by the linebacker Jay Higgins. At about the 13-yard line. 3rd down and 3 for Wisconsin. Big make that about 2. Ball at the 14. Big 3rd down play here. In a field position game, you don't want to be punting deep in your own territory. 1:20 left, third quarter, 7-6. Iowa leads Wisconsin. Bell, Vinny Anthony, and Bryson Green to the left. Two receivers to the right. Empty backfield, shotgun snap to Locke. Little pressure coming. Locke throws, tipped up in the air, and almost intercepted by Xavier Wampa. Just beyond his reach as the Badgers are forced to punt from their own 14-yard line with 62 seconds left in the third quarter. Looked like Joe Evans off of his helmet.
Yeah, not even his hand. I think that was just the case where I think Braden Locke locked onto who he was throwing the football to, and you have to understand where the rush is coming to. Fortunate that ball fell to the turf.
Marcus Bertram's on the punt. And the kick is away. Cooper DeJean drifting back. He'll catch at the 37-yard line. And the Badgers get down there quickly in punt coverage. They have done an excellent job in that category. Hunter Wohler getting there. A 48-yard punt from Bertrams in just a 2-yard return. 52 seconds left in the third quarter. 7-6 Iowa. Touched since that long touchdown run from LeSean Williams. Iowa has had 6 possessions, 6 3-and-outs. And they've done nothing since
3 yards.
Run. 3 yards. 18
yards.
Plays, 3 yards.
So, again, that's, you know, you give up a big play. The defense has rebounded and has continued to get off the field.
LeSean Williams, the man with that 82-yard touchdown run, gets the handoff on first down, bursting across the 45-yard line and up the midfield on a gain of 9.
Jinxed it. Shouldn't have been saying all those good things.
Second down and 1 for the Hawkeyes at midfield. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. A 1-point lead for Iowa. Deacon Hill brings him up. Deontay Vines wide left. Seth Anderson slot left. Williams is the running back. Two tight ends. Handoff Williams has room up the middle to the 45-yard line. Williams down to the 40 of Wisconsin. Jeff Petroski on the tackle. And that should be the final play of the third quarter. The Badgers with a couple of field goals. But Iowa on the move now as we will move to the fourth quarter at Camp Randall Stadium. Just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. At the end of 3, Iowa 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids and families. 800-733-KIDS. Scott Prindle at Loan Depot in New Richmond. Call today to learn more about your mortgage solutions at 715-903-6701. 715-903-6701.
In the fourth quarter, Tennessee leads Texas A&M. The Vols, 19 in the country. They lead 14-13 in Knoxville. Matt?
All right, we get ready for the fourth quarter in Madison. Iowa 7, Wisconsin 6. Hawkeye defense getting a 3-and-out, good field position. They've moved out of the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Here in Madison, it's time again for Jump Around.